Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go.
Welcome to Undisputed, live from Los Angeles. I'm Alex Curry here with Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp. Good morning, guys, and happy Friday. How we doing?
Good morning, Skip Bayless. How you doing?
Why do you have that on?
Well, because, oh, goat, hold on, and then, baby goat. You know, I got baby goat, too. Let me get that.
I got big goat, oh, big goat, but baby goat ain't quite got horns yet. But after this playoff performance, he gonna grow him some horns, and he gonna be a big goat, too.
Wait a second, that's big horn sheep over there.
No, there's a baby, yeah, there's a baby goat. There's a baby goat. Skip.
Which is it?
Skip.
You know, I want to... call LeBron a big horn sheep?
No, baby goat. A big goat.
I don't get
Skip.
It.
Skip, every
wait,
morning...
Wait. I gotta get this straight.
Okay.
You lost yet another case of Diet Mountain Dew to me, and you're wearing the goat mask to celebrate losing to me?
It's kind of like the war, Skip. You know, you might lose Antietam, you might lose Gettysburg, but at the end of the day, you get someone that's a runner. Every morning, you come out here, and every day
they
you...
They didn't lose Gettysburg.
You tweet, Skip, but don't think I don't know, you be tweeting. Yeah. The Clippers would be up 2-1. Yep. The Clippers would be up 3-1. I just want to remind the people. Yep. That's what the Clippers did.
Did you eat at your own restaurant last night because it's for losers?
No. We won. Right?
You lost the bet. That's all that I care about. You lost the bet.
I will get it
back. And by the way, you're wearing a goat mask, and your man went 1-for-4 in the fourth quarter? Is that goatish or ouchish?
19.
That's like ouch.
9 points.
Huh?
9 points.
Wow.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Ooh, that was good old time. You got beat.
Oh, Clippers show.
Yeah, they did. Huh. Say it with me. Say it. Didn't it?
I don't know. I got short-term memory. I'm like a cornerback. If you beat me, I just forget it.
Okay, cornerback.
Yep. Okay, here we go. Way to go.
All right, well, let's get to last night's game because game four came down to the wire once again. LeBron and Anthony Davis combined for 60 points, just 10 short of Shannon's prediction, but they were able to secure the win and go up 3-1 in the series. The Lakers outscored Denver on second chance points 25-6. Thanks to their offensive rebounding down the stretch. So, Shannon, what is the biggest reason that the Lakers won?
Well, it's been basically the same thing in this series, Skip. Whoever two stars steps up, plays the best, thus that's the team that wins the game. And for the most part, the Lakers' two stars, LeBron and AD, have played better than Jokic and Jamal Murray. Jamal Murray was phenomenal last night, Skip. He made some shots last night, Skip. He ain't have no business making. He tried there trying to be like Jordan. You remember how he came? I mean, he split the lane, hung up in the air. LeBron thought he was going to block it on one side, and somehow he able to kiss the English off the other side.
Posterize LeBron.
No, don't do that, Skip. See, there you go. See? And then he comes with a running away from the basket, left-handed shot. Mm. He was hitting some...
That was an even better shot.
It was. I would concede that.
Yep.
But Skip, down the stretch, you talk about, see, this is where my man separates himself from all the other pretenders for his crown. He's willing to take the... Oh, Murray got it going. Don't worry about it. I got this. No help. I got it. When Jimmy Butler had it going, Giannis said, well, that's not what the coach asked me to do. When Jamal Murray got it going in 5, 6, and 7, nobody could cool him off. The two greatest wing defenders in the NBA since Scottie and Mike. Mm. And they couldn't do anything with him. We got a 35-year-old in year 17 with all the minutes on his legs, Skip. Yep. Kawhi Leonard is 29. Paul George is 30. Giannis is probably 25 or 26. They wanted no part of the other team's guy when he got it going.
Yep.
LeBron said, let me get this. Let me handle this. And did it. What did Jamal Murray do in the fourth quarter, Skip? Isn't that his money time? Isn't that the time that he rises and shines?
He has been.
Okay, but that guy said, no, I'm not going to let you do it. Before I go any further, Skip, old Frankie B be watching the show, doesn't he? Who started the game last night?
Who's been sitting over here saying the whole series, you got to have Dwight on Joker?
Started.
JaVale can't guard Joker.
Started.
Dwight's got edge. He's got physicality.
He does. Skip.
He's got some nastiness
you
to
see
him.
What
he's got savvy to him.
Crashing the boards. Yep. He's making Joker work on one end, and it looked like Joker was a little fatigued. And see, Skip, he's darting.
Got him in foul trouble.
He's on left side. Joker thinks he's on the left side. Next thing you know, he's on the right side stripping the ball away. He's in and out. He's fainting him, doing a lot of different things. And Dwight's cracked running up and down the court. And Joker's got to run up to try to keep him, because if he doesn't, Dwight's going to be at the rim dunking the ball home. So give Frank Vogel credit. Give Dwight. Say, Dwight, look, we need you to play. No more shenanigans. You see how he played last night? Dwight can do that, Skip. He don't have to throw the ball. He don't have to all those antics, getting a jarring match with the officials. Just go play basketball.
It was extremely crucial to the Lakers what he did last night.
And AD was sensational, Skip. He was sensational. I mean, the first half... it seemed like he couldn't miss. And even though, and people, you know what, Skip, and I went back and they had the game on. I was watching the game. The reason why AD can't get no rebounds, Skip, they taking the ball out the net. If they stop letting the Nuggets shoot 55%, they shooting 60%. How you get a rebound? You don't get a rebound when you take the ball out. Dwight Howard's getting rebounds, though. But give the Nuggets credit, Skip. The thing is with the Nuggets, there's a reason why they're the best in the, third best in the clutch in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. You better execute. If you don't execute, they're going to make some unbelievable shots. They were making some unbelievable shots down the stretch, and the Lakers had to match that. Mm-hmm. And when they fouled them, Skip, we know the Lakers are not a good free throw shooting team. But down the stretch, AD and old Goat J, what did he do down the stretch in the free throw line, Skip? That's what we need. And we need a couple of timely shots. KCP hit a few. We got Rondo doing Rondo-ish things. Rondo hit a big three. He hit a mid-range jumper, Skip. Rondo has been phenomenal. And that's what they need. LeBron can go to the bench and get a couple of quality 5-6 minutes of rest.
Yep.
Probably normally like 3 or 4 at a given stretch. But he can get rest. They're playing Jamal Murray 45 minutes. They're playing Jeremy Grant. What Jeremy Grant played, 43 minutes. Mm-hmm. Those LeBron James is getting quality rest. Skip, that was a big-time win. That was a big-time win for the Lakers, and they needed that. They had to dig down. Now, the question is going to be moving forward, how bad is Dwight's ankle? Because it looked like he got it pretty good, Skip. He was hobbling a little bit. I mean, he had 10 points in the fourth quarter. He and LeBron combined for 19 of the 27. You know, he was hobbling, but Goat Jay said, hey, I want Jamal Murray. All I want to know is name the time you've seen other guys do that. Giannis turned it down. We saw Jimmy Buckets have it going in game one, and Giannis wanted no parts of it. We saw what Jamal Murray did to Kawhi and Paul George in games 5, 6, and 7 in the fourth quarter. You saw what my guy did. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in the court of law. You have a right to an attorney. If you cannot afford one, Goat James will provide one for you.
Sound like you've heard that
before. Hey, yo, you know your boy's supposed to have been a lawyer now.
Sounds like it's been read to you.
No, they ain't read it to me.
My turn. The two MVPs for the Lakers last night were not LeBron James and Anthony Davis.
Who were they?
They were Frankie Vogel and Rob Pelinka, who the day before this game put together a highlight or lowlight video of all the fouls that should have been called as LeBron drove the ball, and they sent it to the league office, and it worked. Message delivered, message received. Referees last night told, hey, let's look a little harder at this. Let's be a little more alert to fouls that should be called on LeBron. But it works both ways. You can also say be alert to fouls that shouldn't be called on LeBron when he is defending somebody else. So all of a sudden, the free throw line just tilted in favor of the Lakers. Am I right about that?
We got a few.
You shot 35. And to your credit, this is unusual for you except for AD. He's like a machine from the free throw line. 28 of 35. That will work. That's how you won the game. Mm-hmm. 28 of 35. Yeah. I will give you this. LeBron made fourth quarter free throws. It just wasn't ever a pressure situation.
Yes, it was.
It wasn't where, it's do or die, LeBron. Yes. You got to make these two to tie it or win it. It never got to that point.
No, he had to keep
He's okay until it gets to that point.
Keep the distance. We got to keep the distance.
Keep the distance. It's called front running. Okay, so the Lakers made 28 free throws.
Yes.
And the Nuggets, wait a second. They only shot 23 free throws. So you made five more than they shot. Was that not a huge difference in that game?
Yes.
Way to go, Frankie V. Way to go, Robbie P. Because they sent the correct video to the correct person in the league office. And somebody in the league office said, you know what? They're right, because we don't really want the Nuggets in the NBA Finals.
Oh, my goodness.
We want LeBron in the NBA Finals. I want LeBron in the NBA. Who doesn't want LeBron in the NBA Finals?
Well, right? what's going on with the Heat? Because it sure looked better if it was the Lakers and the Celtics. Mm.
Well, I disagree with that.
No, Skip. Look, the Heat are great.
As long as you have LeBron, it doesn't matter. The Heat are a cuddly little underdog. But everybody's falling in love with the Heat and diving on their bandwagon.
Even you.
I think it's just okay. It'll be just fine. But again, Lakers will win it in five.
There you go. Nobody listen to you, Skip. Go ahead. Finish your
point. Okay, so here we go. Here's the story of the night. It started with 2:29 left in the first half. Nuggets are hanging around, as Teddy KGB said in Rounders. And something happens to LeBron James, if we could see what Jamal did to him, because this is one of the all-time trick shots at the rim. Yeah. It looks like LeBron is going to posterize Jamal, and LeBron gets reversed. We see up and under, and all of a sudden, LeBron gets reverse posterized by Jamal. And LeBron is left just swiping at air, thinking he was going to have a big block on Jamal Murray, and he has nothing but air, and Jamal has nothing but net. And it was a stunner. It brought down Twitter, and it was LeBron got embarrassed. Yeah. Okay? So LeBron, highest IQ in basketball. I'm sure he sits and broods and steams in the halftime locker room. I gotta wipe that off my record, man. I got to get even. So as he senses what's happening in the fourth quarter, it's a three-point game, a four-point game, a five-point game. It's still teetering. Mm-hmm. He said, with about 5.5 minutes left in the game, you know what? I got to take him. Mm-hmm. I got enough legs left. I got enough gas left mm-hmm. in my tank. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take this kid. This kid had been fairly hot. He had 28. It wasn't like he was crazy Utah Jazz hot, but he was still making shots. Okay, so with 5:34 left, LeBron takes him for the first time, if we could start to see this. And the first thing he does is he bodies him up down the lane a little bit, and he fouls him. And I thought that was a foul. And Frankie V is trying to defend his man, LeBron, hoping they can get the call. And he challenged it, and they lost. So here he comes back, and it's still their ball, and LeBron's up into him. And this is a bad idea, bad pass. And it was because LeBron was pushing on him. And now they go to the other end, and KCP just nails it. That was a huge shot. And then here we come back again to the other end. He drives on the King, and the King does a good job. It could have been a body foul. Right. Could have been. You could have gotten it called. It would have been a superstar call. You get a quick bunny at the other end on the break. And then here he comes again on LeBron. That was the best defense of the night. We come right back down the court, and Rondo is going to. This is a dagger.
That was a big. Yeah, that was a big shot. That was really a big shot. Yep.
Seven, I believe, and that mm-hmm. was the end of that mm-hmm. deal. Okay, so the point is, both those drives by Jamal Murray could have been called fouls. The first one for sure, but the second one, LeBron played great defense because he beat him to the punch. Mm-hmm. And remember, Jamal is 6'4". Your man is 6'9".
Right.
So if he can at least hang with him in quickness to the rim.
Just get to the point before
you. Just get to the point. Mm-hmm. He's going to have a hard time shooting over you.
Correct.
And you saw him. He was teetering off balance mm-hmm. awkwardly. He had nowhere to go on either of those shots. If they'd called a foul on the first drive, maybe he goes and makes two free throws, and now you got a dicier game to try to deal with. Mm-hmm. But I am impressed. I will admit, LeBron sucked it up and said, I'm going to do this. And by the way, on that first turnover that Markieff got his hands on, that was because LeBron just jumped Jamal at the top of the circle.
Right.
And Jamal sort of panicked for a second, like, Really? You're going to guard
me this
hard?
After fighting over the screen in the corner.
That's what I'm saying. You're still here?
Right.
And he says, uh-oh, I got to bounce this to Joker. Nope. And, mm-hmm. and it was a bad idea because there's too much traffic
right.
in there.
Mm-hmm.
And you get the quick
right.
bunny going the other way. It's the KCP 3, actually.
Right.
Okay, so the point is, I will give you all of the above. But here's the key stat of the whole night to me. This is the one you should hang your hat on.
Yes.
Jamal Murray has been crazy hot from the three-point line
mm-hmm.
against Utah, against the Clippers, and even against the Lakers mm-hmm. in the first three games. Do you see your final stats?
Yeah, he was 0 for.
0 for what?
0 for 3.
He only took three threes?
Mm-hmm.
And he missed all three, and one came late when the game had been decided,
right.
and he missed it
yeah,
badly.
Yeah, well, if I'm not mistaken, he was 0 for 1 in the fourth quarter.
Okay, but that was it.
Yeah.
It didn't matter.
Right.
And he
right.
missed it anyway.
Right.
But he had only attempted two threes until the waning minutes. I'm going to remind everybody, so far through the playoffs, through the first three games of this series, Jamal Murray had made 8 clutch time three-point shots. That's the last 5 minutes if the game's within 5.
Correct.
8. Mm-hmm. That had tied Steph Curry from
right.
the 2016 playoff
mm-hmm.
run, okay? So it's extraordinary
right.
what he was doing. And all of a sudden, the Lakers made it their point of attack. Don't let him get loose at the three-point line
right.
because he couldn't find one.
Right.
He would hunt it, and he
right.
couldn't find it. And finally, he'd say, okay, I got to drive
inside.
Or I got to
yes.
pull up.
Yes.
Okay? So you won the game because I'm going to show you. In the first three games, he was 9 of 22 from 3. That's 41%. Against Utah, he was 32 of 60 from 3. That's 53%.
That's crazy.
Silly numbers. And then against the Clippers, 21 of 48, which is 44%, which is still crazy.
Yeah.
Okay? And you did that to him.
Mm-hmm.
And furthermore, look at what you did to Joker in the fourth
yes.
quarter, would you?
0 for 4.
0 for 4 in the fourth quarter. That's two straight fourth quarters in which Jokic has come up goose eggs.
Right.
He scored two big zeros in two straight fourth quarters, in part because of Dwight, although Dwight didn't play in the fourth quarter last night.
But Dwight took a lot of steam out of him early.
Took it out of him.
Yeah.
Plus, he's in foul trouble,
yeah.
and he's off balance, and he's out of sync, and he had a couple of little tips in the
yeah,
fourth quarter.
Yeah, think about it, Skip. Missed. Dwight had 6 offensive rebounds.
Yep.
And he put it back. Got an and-1, dunked the ball home. And so that's what he's doing. We got the 25 to 6 second-chance points.
Whew.
They finally pounded. Because the Lakers should never lose the rebounding battle. Not as big a team as they are. And they can play a multitude of ways. They can go Twin Towers and LeBron. And that is a big team.
What'd they have in game 3? 25?
They had 25 rebounds.
25 rebounds. Last night they had 41 to 33
right.
for the Nuggets.
That's
what it should be
right.
every night.
Because remember, Skip, Portland. If I'm not mistaken, well, Houston out-rebounded them, I think, in game 1. Portland might out-rebounded them in game 1. And that shouldn't happen
nope.
when you have those two big guys plus LeBron.
Yep.
But, Skip, that was the difference. The difference was Dwight Howard played a huge role.
Yep.
I believe he's going to start. I know he's going to start again in game 5. And he just has to play his head. He did a great job because he's forcing Jokic to use a lot of energy. On the flip side, Skip, they're doing the same thing to LeBron
yep.
because he's guarding Michael Porter Jr. and Jeremy Grant.
Yep.
And Mike Malone is telling him, you got to go at him. You got to make him work. And you look at Jeremy Grant. Jeremy Grant is going at him. Michael Porter Jr. is going at him because they got to take some of that sting out of him so he doesn't have it all on the offensive end.
Yep.
So he's playing 38 minutes, but he's having to play 38 minutes, having to sit in the chair on a couple of occasions also, Skip.
Yep.
Even when they put him in the zone and
yep.
he's on the back line, he's running from corner to corner. So he's expending a lot of energy. Give him kudos for that. But Dwight Howard and Rondo played phenomenal last night. Skip, I just want to know one thing. Is Kuzma going to try to play any defense? I'm talking about like any. Just a little. Will he just like, if the guy run by and pinch him, will he do that? Will he try to stick his foot out and trip him or something?
I got a better question. Does it really matter whether he plays any
defense? Yeah, Skip. He's giving MJP, he's giving Michael Porter Jr. what? Skip, how many times you going to run by the guy? The guy pump fakes you. You run by and he nails a 3. How about run him off the 3? That's what they were doing to Jamal Murray. Run at him. So he runs off the 3, and if he hits a 2, okay. LeBron was just like, I can't believe this Joker. He did it twice, giving a medal in like 2 minutes.
So think of what's happened. In a year's span, we went from Kuzma at Memphis shoving LeBron out to guard a 3-point
yes.
shooter to Kuzma doesn't play any defense, and LeBron is locking down Jamal Murray to end the game. Okay? That's what's happened. But if that's the worst of your problems, I think those are good problems to have. Because the truth is, Dwight Howard is a former defensive player of the year.
Three times.
He played like it last night. And Rondo has a ring, and he played like it last night. And there is this term called playoff Rondo.
Yes.
And he made yet another appearance last night and changed the game for a crucial stretch. Denver doesn't have a Dwight and does not have a Rondo. And by the way, KCP just keeps making big shot after big shot.
He does.
And so if you can hold Jeremy Grant down to 17 and Michael Porter Jr. down to 13, you're going to win because your two stars weren't better than your two stars.
Can we get Danny Green to give us a little more than three?
You're complaining about immaterial development not matter. This is going to be over in five games. We'll discuss this more a little bit on the show. But I called it in five. It will be in five. And I just once again would like to congratulate LeBron James on winning his fourth ring.
Nah, we don't do that. Like, I remember, rest his soul, Kobe. They went up 2-0, and they're like, Kobe, why the sky? He's like, is it complete? You're 2-0. 2-0 don't get you a championship. Five more games, get five more wins, gets you a championship. There's no premature celebration.
Who was playing at that point?
Orlando.
Oh.
Orlando. Oh. You remember it? And I remember, I know a team that went up 3-1, and they were already, they toast out of town. Oh, they're always talking about, you know, their owner, he up there dancing and doing all this thing. And Kawhi looking off. What happened to all Kawhi care about is the playoffs? What happened to load management? Oh, Kawhi, load management. Don't you worry about this, Shannon. Clip, clip. Clipper Nation got, y'all ain't no nation.
I'm glad you brought that up because right now the Clippers would be up 3-1 on the Lakers. You know it, and I know it.
This is what I know.
They were built and born to beat the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals. Skip. Unfortunately, they overlooked this cute little underdog called the Nuggets.
Skip, it doesn't do you any good to build a house that can withstand wind, but it can't withstand rain. Because what happens if the wind doesn't blow, but you get a deluge? So what happens if you don't play the Lakers? You built to beat the Lakers, but you don't play them on your quest to get to your ultimate destination. Then what?
This has become LeBron's easiest path to a ring by far.
Doesn't matter.
By far.
Guess what? No. Look, what would the ring say? Because there were times that in Tim Duncan...
It'll have an asterisk on it.
Tim Duncan's first win, it was a strike show.
It'll say COVID championship.
Let me ask you a question. When Tim Duncan won his first win, does anybody remember there was a strike shortened season?
I do.
No, you don't.
I bring
you
it
You ain't mentioned
it.
No, ain't nobody mentioned it.
Come on, I bring
it. Oh, no, don't do that. Don't do that, Skip.
So just think of what LeBron just got to do. He got to take 5 months off at age 35.
Everybody else took five months off as well.
But he's the one ending his 17th NBA season. What's he up to NBA minutes? Third most?
Yes, third.
Almost the second most? Okay, so he got to do that. He got to beat a 35-39 Portland, the worst defensive team by far.
The best eight seed in history.
Worst defensive team.
Yep.
Ugh. And then he got to beat Houston with Daniel House disqualified.
With James Harden. Some said he's a greater offensive. I know a guy that sits on TNT that came out in the draft that says James Harden is a better offensive weapon than Michael Jordan. He said that on numerous occasions. And that's what LeBron had to go up against. Russell Westbrook, Skip Bayless comes out here and talks about he did that three straight years of triple doubles. He did that. He's an MVP. LeBron walks the dog with him. Oh, they're terrible. They should have never been there. Now the Nuggets, the hottest team, the only team in the history of the NBA to come back from 2-3-1 deficits in the same playoffs, and now they're terrible. And they got two guys that's blossoming right before your eyes. Jamal Murray is a household name now.
The Clippers were your kryptonite.
Nah.
And you avoided them. You got to dodge that bullet. And the biggest bullets you've dodged this year were Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving.
Who came close
to playing. They were thinking about it. They were healthy enough to play, and they said, no, we better wait until next year. If they had joined that Nets team, you would have been in.
Well, guess what? If Kawhi had joined the Lakers, okay, if Kawhi joins the Lakers and Kawhi, LeBron, and AD, then what? What KD and Kyrie going to do with the Nets?
Okay, they're already signed by the Nets. So they are Nets, and they could have played this year. They could have played
this year. They had already said KD is not playing. KD was not playing until 2021.
There were rumors.
No, there were no rumors. Those were lies. I don't know who's speculating that. KD, KD well, wasn't speculating.
You dodged another one.
No,
congratulations.
We dodged nothing.
Way to go.
All that, this is what we know. I want the people at home to know.
Yep.
This is what the Clippers did. That's what the Clippers did.
They choked on your food at the restaurant. Everybody choked on your food.
Skip. Give us our due. Why we can't get
Don't
our credit?
You cook most of your food?
Yes. Why we can't get our credit? See, Skip, I got me some new mask right here because, you know, makeup was getting on the other ones. Yeah. So these are.
Oh, so you ordered new masks?
Yeah.
You
no, Fox
tell
did.
Me where to order those.
No, Fox did.
Skip. Way to go.
That was a good game last night. What is Skip?
It was good for LeBron. Way to go, LeBron.
No.
Congratulations.
You didn't enjoy watching
parade
the
parade on Monday.
No, ain't no parade.
Yep.
No, we got a couple of weeks. We got about 2 weeks. But it definitely happened. Ooh, I will be there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you right now, Skip, I will miss time. I'm going to be at the parade.
Okay.
I'm going to be at the parade.
We'll just have you live at the parade.
You want to bring the mic to LeBron? Yep. LeBron!
Your boy. To answer your question, I want to see LeBron in the finals. You asked that earlier. I want to see it.
Yes, everybody want to see it.
I want to see
everybody
it. Hopefully,
does.
He locks it in this weekend. Personally, I'm hoping for. So, Skip, I'm with you. Lakers are taking it in five.
No mercy.
When it comes to travel, we all know that feeling of wanting to escape to our happy place, whether it's hitting the beach, the ski slopes, or just kicking it with your crew in a tropical paradise. And Priceline wants you to get there and be very happy with a happy price. So you never have to miss a trip. Let me tell you, Priceline has got your back to make it all happen. My happy place is Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. Picture this: crystal clear waters, golden sands, and sun shining down on you like it's your personal spotlight. That's right. Cabo is my ultimate happy place. And you know what makes it even better? Priceline's VIP family feature. You heard it from me. That's right. VIP treatment for you and your squad. Imagine being with your crew, soaking up the sun and living your best life. And while scoring deals up to 5 times faster, it's like scoring a game-winning touchdown on vacation. Now, who am I taking with me to Cabo? To that epic trip, that adventure? My boys, my ride or dies, my crew, ones who've been there through thick and thin from the beginning to the end. I'm not taking any kids, no kids, just me and the boys living it up. So what are you waiting for? Download the Priceline app today and save up to 60% off select hotels and go to your favorite happy price with Priceline. Make some memories that'll last a lifetime. Cabo ain't ready for me or us, but we're ready for Cabo. Thanks to Priceline, the real MVP of travel.
Hall of Famer Michael Irvin believes the Cowboys' comeback against the Falcons may have been the best thing to happen to the team. Irvin said a win like that, quote, propels you to greater things. Irvin went on to say that Dallas can now feel like they have a shot at winning any game, no matter the score. So, Shannon, do you agree with Michael Irvin?
No. I love Mike. Mike be out his mind. Mike say this every year. I remember last year, 2019, they blow out the Eagles on Sunday night. Michael Irvin says, this is the kind of game, a division rival, you beat the brakes off them. Lost his voice talking about that one. In 2016, the Dallas Cowboys goes to Lambeau Field, beat the brakes off the Green Bay Packers. Michael Irvin and Skip Bayless tell me this is the type of game. Michael Irvin said, the Giants, I forget what year it was. Tony Romo spins out of a sack, hit Jason Witten for the game-winning touchdown with 3 seconds on the clock. This is the type of game that can lock the Cowboys. Cowboys haters.
You do that pretty well.
Yeah, exactly. Skip, so he's been saying this. Michael retired last year was 99. He retired in 2000. Michael's been saying the same BS for 20 years. And he's been wrong for 20 years. Now, eventually, Skip Bayless, he's going to be right. Because if I play the lottery long enough, I'm going to hit eventually. Mm. So, no. Skip, granted, playing with John Elway after having see what he had done up close and personal, but what he had done in the playoffs, the drive had happened. Shannon Sharpe was in high school.
I know.
So,
at Cleveland.
At Cleveland. So he had done it so many times in the playoffs. Obviously, in the regular season, you're like, well, hell, if he can do this on the road in a playoff game, you know what he can do at home, Skip. You know what he can do in a regular season game. So that builds confidence. Dak is going to have to do something like this in a playoff game, Skip. And or yes, they believe that Dak can win ball games. I believe Dak teammates have always believed in him. Mm-hmm. That's why they think he deserves his money, whatever he's asking for. But also, Skip, the other team looks at it like, hold on. They gave up a whole bunch of points. We can kind of get what we want against them. You saw what the Rams did? because it's not just one-sided, Skip.
Nope.
Michael is just looking at it from an offensive standpoint.
He is.
And them scoring agree. 40 points.
Yep.
But you gave up 39, and you didn't take the ball away. Mm-hmm. The Rams did a number on you in your building. So, I mean, not in your building. You came out to SoFi. Yep. So other teams are looking at your defense like, they looking, they chops like, hey, we can have our way. So it just doesn't work one side of the equation. But Michael is just looking. It was a big win. No question about that, Skip. But I can assure you, having come back, I don't ever recall looking back like, man, you remember that game we came back against Kansas City? That game we came against the Raiders? It's going to come in handy this week. That's not how my mind worked. Maybe it is. That's normally works. It works like that on the outside. Mm. It never works like that on the inside. Mm. So, no, I do not believe that was the game that's going to catapult them into greatness.
Mm. So, Shannon Sharpe was a leader of three teams that won Super Bowls.
Yes.
Michael Irvin was the leader of three Cowboy teams that won Super Bowls, and it should have been five, maybe, conservatively,
It could have.
Obviously, Jerry ended up firing Jimmy after
Appreciate that, Jimmy.
Yeah, there we go. Took you off the hook.
Oh, we got him, Skip. Yeah. Okay. They couldn't do nothing with our offense.
I totally disagree with that. So, I covered the Cowboy dynasty of the 90s, and I've always told you that the leader of that team, the man that you wanted in your foxhole, in your locker room, on your sideline, in your huddle, was Michael Irvin. Mm-hmm. When he speaks, I do listen. He gets a little bombastic. He gets full of himself. He is a blast just to watch, you know, just to watch it. He's a performer.
But, Skip, he talks like he's in the locker room, he's playing. He could do that when he was playing.
He could do that, and that was contagious. That energy was contagious for the 90s teams.
Yes.
And look, for those out there who say, well, what about him off the field? He had big issues off the field.
Yes.
I'm just talking about on the field. He was the man for that Cowboy team. Beyond Troy, beyond Emmett, beyond Charles Haley, he was the leader of that team. They went as Michael went.
Yes.
Okay, so he's exactly right about this part. All the Cowboy haters, they were all ready. They were licking their chops, led by Shannon Sharpe.
Yes.
And it was, he said, Michael agreed and admitted publicly, we rose from the dead. I was writing my eulogy. He was already preparing, how do you defend this, in public? Because it's pretty indefensible. It's
correct. Right? Yes.
Okay. But he concludes, it was an incredible win. It was a win I didn't think they had in them. They showed me something different. Okay, I co-signed that. I didn't think they could win the game either. I'm at least as big a Cowboy fan as Michael Irvin is. And yet, in the end, as improbable as it was, as much as Atlanta lost it more than Dallas won it, something happened that I cannot explain. And by the way, my quarterback then had to cash the opportunity.
Right.
And he did.
Yes.
And the field goal kicker had to cash in the opportunity, the new guy from the Rams, obviously, Greg the Leg Zuerlein, and he cashed it in. And I agree with Michael that when he says, when you have a game like this, the aroma stays in your nostrils all year long because it's a miracle, man. And it makes you feel like, is this meant to be? Is this our time? Are we going to take off from here?
So is that same aroma in your nostril when the other opposing team is going up and down the field on your defense? Is that in your nostrils? Or what about your special teams? Can't get on fourth down. They get snuffed out twice. Okay. Is that in your nostrils?
But what did you tell me about the Cowboy defense on Sunday? It actually played pretty well in the second half because it was 29-10 at
they
halftime.
Only gave up 10 points.
And they gave up 10 points, and they had a couple of sort of stops. Mm-hmm. At least you hold them to a field goal,
yes.
Right?
Okay. In the first half, that was huge.
It was huge. Okay. So do I like – I don't like my defense. DeMarcus Lawrence, you've been all over him. He's got a knee issue. He hasn't practiced all week. I don't even know if he's going to play. Awuzie, who he can cover, but he can't catch. He's like another clone of
Byron Jones.
Byron Jones, who went to Miami. It's like you got to be able to get your hands on the football. But Awuzie has gone now with a hamstring. It sounds like a tear. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Trayvon Diggs was nicked.
He was nicked, but I think he's going to play.
Okay.
And Jordan Lewis, I still like him. He's going to have to start now. He's all the way. Anthony Brown is gone. So they're pretty decimated. And guess who's off the scrap heap? Remember used car?
Used car, Brandon,
used car?
He on the practice squad, Skip.
Well, I don't know if he's going to be elevated and activated. I don't know. He might have to be because It might be all they have.
He
right
got
now.
One of those. He got one of those contracts. Yep, he's on a practice squad, $12,000 a week, and then they call you up. Josh McCown got that same deal in Philly. He's coaching in Texas.
Okay.
They call him up.
And what have I campaigned for really for 2 years? For Earl Thomas, you say no because he's just caused so many issues mm-hmm. with Seattle and obviously right. Baltimore also. But would I like to have Earl Thomas Sunday at Seattle going back to the scene of the quote-unquote crime?
I mean,
right?
Think about it, Skip. Think about with all the injuries that they got going on, they still have said no.
Mm-hmm. They have still said no. And it's significant. I buy that. I would have said yes. And especially for this week, I would have said yes. Okay, so here's my gut feeling on this game. I still have this weird, crazy, maybe Atlanta-fueled feeling.
Haze.
Yeah, maybe it's a haze. Maybe it is. Maybe it's just complete delusion that my offense can outscore Russell Wilson's extremely potent offense. At least the stadium is empty. If they had their 12th man in place, if they had their however many 70,000 fans, probably not. But this time, it's a little bit of a mausoleum in there. It's mm-hmm. a little bit, like, too quiet.
Yes.
And you saw what Cam did
yeah.
on their defense. Mm-hmm. He threw for almost 400 yards, yep. which shocked everybody. Mm-hmm. Well, you don't think my quarterback could throw for 400-ish? He yeah. threw for 450 against mm-hmm. Atlanta. I think he can have another one of those clinic days. He put on a clinic against Atlanta. Again, you can say, coming from behind, they're playing it a little looser. They're not.
Up. He did it.
Yeah, he did it. And he executed decision after decision, accurate throw after accurate throw.
He did.
He had no turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Usually you get desperate, you try things you shouldn't try, and they pick off a couple of passes right. that end your miraculous
right.
comeback.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So now I'm saying if you can duplicate that kind of passing attack against a Seattle defense that's pretty decimated also. Mm-hmm. Bruce Irvin was, I think, their best pass edge rusher.
Right.
He's gone. Their best nickel corner is gone. And it just seems like they're all, I looked at their injury report, and it's got like 20 guys on mm-hmm. it. So, I don't know. That was a big Sunday night battle
right.
against yeah. Cam and the Patriots.
Yep.
Can you get back up for the Cowboys in time? I'm going to do the same score. I'm going to pick the same score as they just miraculously survived Atlanta. I'm going Dallas 40-39 over Seattle.
Well, I'm with you in the high scoring. I got the Seahawks winning 34-30. Because right now, Russ is playing out of his mind.
He is.
And Skip, he got weapons. DK Metcalf, give him another year or two, you're going to be talking about him as a top five receiver. Because he's a big, big, I'm talking about, so what, 6'3 and a half, 6'4, 240, can run. You got Lockett.
Well,
they
I
got,
always.
They yeah. got Moore. Skip, yeah. they're loaded at talent. And they're looking at, hold on. Did you see what Calvin Ridley did? Did you see what Justin Gage did? Julio was nicked, or he could have had a big day. And Russ is like, man, I only got 11 incompletions. I got 9 tubs.
Yep.
And one of the incompletions wasn't his fault because he did hit Olsen in the hands, and it skimmed through his hands and ended up going for a pick six. So, and I agree. I get, Skip, that the crowd is not there, so that's a neutralizing element because a part of that was the crowd and you getting false start penalties, guys being able to jump the count and get to your quarterback. But Seattle really doesn't rush the passer that well anyway, even though I don't think Tyron Smith is going to play, Skip.
I don't know. They said they're still optimistic.
Optimistic, yeah. So we'll see. So with a Woozy out, Brown out, so now you got your backup to the backup that's going to be on the field trying to deal with those wide receivers. I think it's going to be a very high-scoring game. Jamal Adams, this is what they brought you here for, to play in games of this magnitude.
He grew up a Cowboy fan.
He grew up
and he wanted to be a Cowboy, so I'm sure he's going to come with...
And Jamal, they didn't want you. The Cowboys, you wanted to be a Cowboy, yep. and they traded you, but the Cowboys didn't put no bid in. Mm. So what you going to do about that?
Mm. You trying to rev him up?
Oh, and, you know, B-Wags, you got a 99 on Madden.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. So what happened the last time these two teams faced each other?
In Seattle or in the playoffs?
In the playoffs.
Oh, I forgot about that.
You forgot about it?
Yeah.
It was at Jerry World a couple
yeah.
years back.
Yeah.
And guess what? My quarterback, Dak Prescott, beat Russell Wilson. I'm not saying he actually outplayed him for the whole game because Russell was still pretty good.
He was.
It was 24-22 Dallas, and it came down to one late play on third and long, pretty deep in Seattle territory, and I think we have that play.
Oh,
here it is.
We do
have it.
Yeah.
Who knew? It just came out of nowhere. Look at my quarterback.
Wags, Jerry Wags.
He doesn't. Way to go. He ran through the whole Seattle defense on a quarterback draw.
That was hit in the back by Jarwin, too.
Okay, well, that won the game right there because he took it in on the next play from the one, and that made it 24-14 Dallas, and they hung on 24-22. Thank you very much. I feel like I got that aroma in my nostrils right now. I smell victory Sunday.
Okay. Well, I don't smell that. I don't smell that. What you smell it right there. Yep. But Russ will probably win fantasy again. He probably going to throw for another 3-4 tubs.
Yep, I would agree. He will. Mm-hmm. I think he'll be 400-plus, but so will my quarterback.
Oh, for your quarterback, yep. Okay.
And don't forget C.D. Lamb emerging as a beast.
You do realize why Dak is winning these games and throwing for all these yards. You know it's going ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching.
I don't care. I told you I'll pay him $50 million if he gets me to the Super
Bowl. I mean, think about this, Skip. You wanted to pay him 33. The Cowboys wanted to pay him 33, and they're going to end up being somewhere around 43.
I thought they offered 36.
No. I'm not going to let you put that out there.
Well, I've been putting it out there.
James Slater said it was slightly more, but it was less than what Russell got. Russell was 35. It was slightly less than what, but a little bit more. It's golfish and Wentz-like, but not. Russell Wilson. So now it's going to cost you $10 million more per year, and you don't have the option year.
Shannon Sharp decided that offer on the table was a very fair offer.
Fair. Yes. Yeah, it was fair.
Thank
but you know what? That's where you go get candy apples to ride the merry-go-round. Fair. They judge pigs at the fair.
I'm going to the fair Sunday.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'll make sure I'm watching that. I got to watch that game. I'll put it on the big TVs.
That's going to be a fun fair to be at. It's going to be a great battle between Russ and Dak. But we're moving on because there's a new rivalry in the making, as some people are saying that Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson are the great new AFC quarterback rivalry, replacing Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. While both quarterbacks are early in their careers, Lamar Jackson is 0-2 against Mahomes and has a completion percentage of just 52% in those games. So, Shannon, does Lamar need to win this game against Mahomes to make it a rivalry?
No, because it's not going to change the dynamic of who these players are. Skip, what made Peyton and Brady a rivalry, Skip, is that they met 5 times in the playoffs. They met 4 times in AFC championship games. That's what made it a rivalry. What made Bird and Magic a rivalry? It wasn't them playing in the regular season. It was the NBA Finals. Somebody was going to cause somebody some heartache, Skip. The Ravens and the Steelers. Because not only were they in the same division, they caused, you ain't going to the playoffs. You're not going to the Super Bowl this year. We're ending your season. Skip, if they play with greater regularity, this will only be their third time. If I'm not mistaken, I think Mahomes beat him in his building, and then they went last year and beat Lamar in Baltimore. But for me, Skip, it's going to take, now I get it, there's only going to be one bye week this year. So two doesn't get a bye. Two has to play. So if Lamar loses this one, maybe Kansas City gets the number one seed. They get the week off. Maybe if Lamar wins, they get the bye week and Kansas City has to play. But for me, rivalries doesn't start because you got to play often. You got to play every single year. Ohio State, Michigan is a rivalry. Duke, North Carolina, Skip, because they play every year. Or if you want to be a rivalry, I got to see you in the playoffs. Skip, I got to cause you pain. I got to be the reason that your ultimate goal that you said you wanted to hold something up at the end of the season, I got to be the reason that ends. I want when you go to bed, you go to work out, you see my face. Mm. So for me, if Lamar doesn't win this game, sure, I'm sure he'll be disappointed because, like, man, what I got to do to beat my homeboy. But for me, nah, it's not a rivalry yet until one of these guys keep the other one from getting to the playoffs. That's what made Peyton and Brady special. Brady and Peyton also started, Skip, you remember this, they started out in the same division. They all used to be in the AFC East, so they literally had to play each other twice a year, and then they faced each other in the playoffs. Think about that. They faced each other 5 times in the playoffs, 4 in AFC championship games. Peyton, 2-1-2, 1 in Baltimore. Actually, if I'm not mistaken, Peyton Manning is 3-1 against Old Goat in the AFC Championship game. Did you know that, Skip?
I just know Old Goat won 6 Super Bowl rings and 9 trophies.
Man, Peyton Manning would have had 9 if he'd had Belichick.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, my turn. you realize that I picked the Baltimore Ravens to win the Super Bowl. You picked the Kansas City Chiefs to win the Super Bowl.
I did.
Correct?
Yep.
So here we go. It's Monday night, obviously. This is why I disagree with the point you just made. Lamar Jackson, and I'm a big fan, he needs to win this game. We're talking about legacies here that will turn into rivalry, and I don't disagree with your premise of it needs to happen when it really matters.
Right.
But so far, Lamar has nothing to show on games that really matter. Two of those came in the regular season, both of them at Kansas City, mm-hmm. rookie year, second year, obviously, right. for Lamar. And he lost both. He played really well in the first one. I'll talk about it in just a second. Not so well in the second one. But do I need to remind everybody what's happened to Lamar in two home playoff games?
Right.
Nothing great.
No.
Okay. Stunk it up twice. And he knows it. And he's talked about it. I think it's fueling him.
Mm-hmm.
I still believe Baltimore is the best team. I think they've shown so far they're the best team. I certainly don't write off Kansas City. But Lamar, for the sake of his team and the sake of this rivalry, he needs to win this game at home as a 4-point favorite over the Chiefs. So let's look at those two games quickly, what happened in 2018. It was their first meeting
right.
late in the year, week 14. It was cold and windy in Kansas right. City.
And Lamar had only been started about, what, about five, six games, I think.
For flu, right? Okay. So this was the first time I sat back and I said, wait a second. This kid is going to be special.
Right.
Because he was really, really good in this game, throwing it and running it. Because he ran it 14 times for 67 yards, but he threw it really well, threw for two touchdowns and no picks.
Mm-hmm.
And he threw a touchdown pass to John Brown with 4:04 left that put them ahead 24-17. And I thought, he just pulled this off.
Yep.
And they had Kansas City pushed all the way back to 4th and 9.
Twice.
Well,
they have two fourth downs on the big throw.
The one was 4th and 9 with 1:29 left. And
Tyreek.
Your man hit Tyreek on his little crossing route. It was only about a 5-yard throw, but he caught it and he took off with it. Mm-hmm. And it's that staple of the West Coast offense. And once he got underneath and caught it and yeah. turned it up,
mm-hmm.
it was over. And he went 48 yards with it, and they went on down and scored. It did come down to a fourth down
play. They went for it on fourth and goal.
But he hit Damien Williams
yeah.
with a little pop pass, mm-hmm. and then that was at 24-all. Then Lamar got strip sacked, and Butker missed the field goal that should have won it, but then they won it with a long drive in overtime. Mm-hmm. Okay, and actually Lamar ended up getting banged up, and they had to put RG3 in mm-hmm. to end the game in overtime. Did well for himself,
mm-hmm.
showed what was about to happen.
Right.
But they lost. And then the game 2019 last year came pretty early. It was September 22nd. It wound up 33-28, but going into the fourth quarter, the game was virtually already over. It was pretty ugly. So my point to you is that Lamar hasn't done enough. You need a dub. You need right. to do something. I think it's a huge game. As regular season games go, because it's a Monday night game, he needs to show the world that he can lift his team up over Mahomes' team, or it's going to start looking like, well, you're just second rate. You're second best. You can't beat that guy. You can't win big games. That will start. You're going to start to hear the low roar of that if he doesn't win this game. I believe he can win this
game. Skip, see, for me, I get it. I'm more of a playoff, and we play all the time. The Bears and the Packers. You're talking about a 100-year history of them playing consistently. Now, there's a great likelihood, Skip, if they don't meet in the playoffs, when will the next time? Would they play again next year? I don't see that. And like I said, I need to call.
I think there's great likelihood they meet in the playoffs.
Yes, yes. My thing is, Skip, I need to call you pain. I need to call you misery.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be the reason why you train the way you train, you eat the way you eat, and you focus the way you focus.
Yep.
I don't think, you know what? Maybe Lamar is thinking like that, Skip, because even though he's the reigning MVP, people still say my homeboy is the better of the quarterbacks.
They do.
And maybe they've already bumped him down to third because they say, and they bumped Russ up because Vegas is saying Russ is not a favorite to win the MVP. So maybe he's saying, well, hey, I don't get no respect because y'all saying he's better. Now y'all saying Russ is better.
Yep.
So maybe that's fueling him, Skip.
Yep.
But that's just me. I looked at us. We had a rivalry with Kansas City and the Raiders. We had Raider Week. from the very first time, and I understood, okay, it's Raider week. Things were different. Things were different. Coaches were on edge. Now,
okay, but that had started long before you.
long before.
These kids are having to start their own legacy rivalry.
Well, we started, well, the Pittsburgh rivalry started with me when I got there.
Yeah, that's true.
Because Coach Kyle, you know,
when
Coach,
you talk about those division rivalries, they go back to the 60s.
Yes. So let me ask you a question. So are we picking this game?
No, we'll pick it Monday.
Okay.
So just to conclude on this, just for those who have forgotten, Lamar, as a rookie, played the Chargers in a playoff game at home.
Yeah.
And it was a disaster in which they were booing him.
They booed him, man.
Yeah, they booed him, wanted him replaced, but Harbaugh stuck with him. And he actually came alive a little bit in the fourth quarter.
Right.
But they entered the fourth quarter down 23-3, and they lost 23-17. He had a QBR of 11 on a scale of 0 to 100. Mm-hmm. And then last year, they weren't ready. They had taken virtually 3 weeks off. The Titans came in and just buzzsawed them in half.
I asked John not to do it.
Yep.
don't do it.
You're right.
Because he's a rhythm quarterback.
Lamar threw two picks and lost a fumble.
Yep. And he got stopped. How many times did he get stopped on fourth down, Skip?
It was a disaster.
It was.
Okay,
it was.
So he knows it. He's a proud young man. And I think he will rise and shine under the Monday night lights.
Okay.
Yep.
Ravens, I need them to meet in the playoffs. I need them to meet in the AFC Championship game. I don't care where it's at.
I think it's destined.
I think they need to meet.
Yep.
They need to meet. No mercy.
Drew Brees and the Saints are coming off a surprising loss to the Raiders, and now they will face the 2-0 Packers on Sunday Night Football. Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay are 3-point road underdogs, according to Fox Bet. So, Shannon, who wins this one?
Skip, I went back and forth with this one. I wrote down my score, what I thought the score would be between the two teams, and then I inserted one. I was like, eh. And then I inserted it. I was like, okay. And I ended up going with Green Bay. And I think it's going to be a close ball game. I went 33-27. I just love the way Rodgers is playing. I love the way he's throwing the football, spreading it around. Doesn't look like he's going to have Davante Adams. But Aaron Jones has been running the ball phenomenal, catching the ball out of the backfield. Valdez-Scantling, Lazard have done a great job catching the football also. I just love the way Rodgers is playing. I love the way the offensive line is protecting him, and that's what he's going to need. Now, they're not going to have fans. I don't think they're going to have fans in New Orleans again, which is going to help take the crowd noise out of it, because we know what the Mercedes-Benz Dome, we know that crowd, it energizes, and they feed off that. For whatever reason, maybe it's because they had no mini camps, they had no OTAs, they had a condensed training camp, no preseason games. Some teams look like they be still a couple of 2 or 3 weeks away from hitting their stride. And the Saints looks like one of those teams. Doesn't look like they're going to have Michael Thomas. For whatever reason, Drew and Emmanuel Sanders haven't been able to get on the same page. Skip, I thought this was a match made in heaven. Emmanuel Sanders can run the route tree, great run after the catch. But for whatever reason, him and Drew hadn't been able to connect. And Drew hasn't looked sharp. He has not looked sharp. And so maybe, like I said, he said they're not hitting on all cylinders. They're a little off. But he didn't look good. He didn't really look good in New Orleans against Tampa. And he didn't look good on Monday night. So I'm expecting him to play better. But I just think right now Aaron Rodgers is ahead of him as far as his play. And I'm taking them to win this game on Sunday.
For once, I hope you are right, because I love me some Aaron Rodgers.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
I believe in Aaron Rodgers.
For all the wrong
reasons. I think
reasons.
Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback who ever played in the NFL. I think he's better than Tom Brady. I think he's right now better than Russell Wilson, better than Patrick Mahomes.
Don't do that, Skip.
Well, look at his QBR. He leads the league. It's only two games, but he leads the league with a 91 average QBR over Russell at 87. So I'm hoping Aaron had a great week of practice. I hope he went home and had, what do you call
Scotch.
It, fingers? No, he has fingers of tequila.
Okay. Oh, he's a tequila guy now.
Right, 2 or 4, 6, 8. I don't know. You could have 8 fingers of tequila. Okay. I don't care. I want you nice and calm and relaxed, healthy and happy. And I need one more big statistical outburst from you, because I do not need Aaron Rodgers doing a statistical cliff dive, as he always does, somewhere early after 2 or 3 good games. Then he goes kaboom, and he goes south. I need the Packers to win this game because I need Tampa Bay to rise into first
place.
That's
a shame. That's a shame, Skip. Mm-hmm. You always see people, we see that you always got an ulterior motive.
I do.
You're not rooting for Aaron Rodgers.
I do.
You're rooting.
I am rooting
against
like
the Saints.
I'm rooting for Aaron Rodgers in this game.
The Saints.
He has been sensational in his first two games. Well, he has.
But I thought you said it was Aaron Jones. I thought you said the real leader of this team is Aaron Jones, not Aaron Rodgers.
The
MVP.
It's actually the other Aaron.
Yeah. But
I'm looking for my friend, Aaron Jones. I met him at the Super Bowl. What a great young man he is. Great Cowboy, born and raised a Cowboy fan, I think, in El Paso.
Man, everybody wasn't no Cowboy fan.
Everybody's a Cowboy fan, and you are, too, at heart.
No.
Our man Eric Dickerson from Sealy, Texas.
Oh, he definitely is a Cowboy.
He is a closet Cowboy
yes,
fan.
Absolutely.
So my other man, Davante Adams, I don't know if he's going to be able to go.
Not looking good.
He's got a hamstring issue. That they're kind of game-timey on this one. Look at what's happened so far. He's been thrown 20 balls. He caught 17 for 192 yards, and we're just two games in. Mm-hmm. That's like, for some guys, that's a pretty good first half of the season,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
Okay, so Aaron Jones has been running wild and catching wild, mm-hmm. and Valdes-Scantling has rose and shown. He's a big kid, mm-hmm. and he's caught 7 for 160, which is sensational. So Lazard's been catching the ball. I just think they're on fire. They went to Minnesota and just cleaned them out. They beat Detroit handily. Look at what they've scored. They've scored 43 and 42. So surely against a Saints defense that is reeling a little bit from what the Raiders did to them on Monday night, surely I think they could put up 35. So I'm going to go up to 35. And I say, I'm not writing off Drew Brees. Who is? You're not either.
No.
Is he licking his wounds? Yes. He also might be licking his chops to get some revenge on everybody mm-hmm. who thinks he's washed now. Mm-hmm. So I expect him to play very well. I just expect Aaron to play a little better.
And guess what? Guess who's on the other side? Aaron Rodgers. These all-time great quarterbacks, they know who's on the other side. Right. You remember when Tom Brady, he's like, oh, that's Tom Brady. When he goes against Peyton Manning, you know, hey, that's the matchup. You know, all-time great quarterbacks, they know what's at stake. They understand that people, what, man, such and such, I played him. Aaron Rodgers, I played Drew Brees. Drew Brees, I played Tom Brady, and so forth and so on. So, and it doesn't look like the Saints will have Michael Thomas.
It does not look like, but I don't write these things off until they happen.
Yeah, because I'm trying to skip. If he got a high ankle sprain, I don't know if people ever had those, but man, to come back after 2 weeks, that's awful. That's awful optimistic.
So I got Aaron Rodgers 35, Drew Brees 32.
Okay.
One on a late field goal by my man Mason Crossbar. He owes me for what he did to me in 2016 in the playoffs. Dak's first year, obviously Zeke's first year, and he had two intergalactic.
You did it to yourself.
We did not do it to ourselves.
Yes.
He did it.
No.
And he made one from
56.
It's impossible. He made one from 56 and then another one from 51. And the one from 51, he hooked it. It was like a duck hook left, and then it somehow
It was just like he aimed. He put it at the outside, knowing it was going to right down the middle.
How do you get a ball to fade back inside the left upright indoors? How do you get that to happen? Yeah. I don't know. That is hand of God.
Well, your kicker did it on Sunday. Look how the ball started out and just ducked right down in the middle. Not as much.
Every kick he kicks starts out that way. He's the weirdest looking kicks that they sort of knuckleball. They just sort of float all around, but they end up going right down Broadway. So I'm good with that.
So you got 35-32.
I got
33-27.
Close enough.
Yeah.
And for once, you have become the Charles Barkley of Undisputed because you're never right. But
I'll be right with the pick of the game. Didn't I have the points last night? Didn't I have the points?
You didn't have the points?
The Nuggets. The Nuggets in the...
What are you talking about?
I had the points, the total points.
All I know is that you said that your man plus AD would score 70-plus points.
We got 60. We're a little short.
You got 60, but I said that's just too many. It's just wrong.
Well, my guy, I didn't know my guy, you know, they running guys, you know, Jeremy Grant staying on the move, MJP staying on the move. Mm. So, that's all right. MPJ, sorry.
Yeah.
But that's okay. We get it back.
You keep saying
Can I get 60 for Saturday night?
60?
Yeah. Between LeBron and AD.
You know what? I'm not going to make that bet because I think they will have 60.
Yeah, we'll get it.
I think it's a wipeout.
There you go.
Congratulations, LeBron. You just won your fourth ring.
All I know is that in game seven, a team that lives in the basement quit. Really? Jamal Murray and Jokic made them quit. Did you see that, Skip?
I don't remember it.
20 points in a game seven That's after you were up?
Ancient history.
And now they, you hear the commotion that's going on in the locker room about PG. Mm-hmm. PG up there talking, they up there rolling it. This up here.
We might have to get rid of him.
Whoa! Oh, already?
Yeah, we might.
He just got there. Mm-hmm.
He's George Paul to me.
Y'all just gave him a, so he just had a cup of coffee. Y'all ready to get up, get him up out there?
No. Maybe we could trade him straight up for Jimmy Butler. How about that?
Man, you...
No mercy.